Yeah, well, you gotta be. It's that time of days. We're live, folks. It's totally unrelated, and it's what the hell's going on?
That is what the hell's going on. Anyway, good talk. All
Yeah,
right, let's do this again next week.
and that's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. The hottest
Okay.
47 seconds you ever heard in your life.
Yep, hotter than myself with sound check, whatever. But what's going on with you?
Oh, buddy, I don't know what happened to me today, but I've been going hard, man, since the first of the year. I think I've worked every weekend except for maybe one. And I've just been going hard, man, tearing my body apart, I guess. And so in the last 24 hours, I haven't had any cigarettes or alcohol or anything like that. And
No,
I know. No, don't cry. Don't cry for me, Argentina. But I decided I'd work out today. And so I lifted a little bit of weights, did a little aerobics, little jazzercise. And then I went for a walk, and I was going to do like a 3.5 mile walk. And I got halfway done, and I was like, let me jog back the second half. And I was able to jog for about 1 mile before the symptoms of a stroke started to set in. And
right, mostly the sagging face,
I couldn't
the
move.
saggy face. What's the acronym for the stroke? There's like four letters. It's like
Soap?
I forget.
I don't
I heard LeBron talking about it,
know.
so I can't remember his name.
He knows.
But
Anyway,
sagging face,
I
tall
got
is four
back from
words.
doing that little workout and crashed. I mean, just fell the fuck to sleep. But I did get up a little bit earlier than I should have this morning, because I think I went to bed last night around like 11 or 12, and I woke up at 6 this morning, like ready to go. And so I knew I had some energy in my system, probably from the not drinking and whatnot. But in any case, I ran, I runned, and
Run home.
I run home, and just wanting to shower. But I passed out before I even took a shower. That's when I was like, oh, I mean, like I just felt zonked. But I feel
Oh,
better
boy, y'all
now. I
sound
feel
fresh.
reinvigorated. It's almost like I went back to sleep instead of like taking a nap. I like slept during the day. Wasn't even nap quality. It was like deep sleep. I was dreaming.
Yeah, that's. So, or do you feel invigorated or reinvigorated?
I don't
Either
know.
of those make sense.
I don't know what the difference is, to be honest, but I would say neither, to be honest. I would just say that I feel better than I did before I fell asleep, but not nearly as invigorated as I did when I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning. La-ti-da.
Oh, la-ti-da.
So, I've been having this process I'm going through of trying to unwind Facebook from all the different apps that I use. Where I was just like, yeah, sure, I'll sign in using Facebook to save 5 minutes. Well, now it turns out it takes 30 minutes to figure out how to re-sign in, and most of them are like, yeah, just delete your account. And like with Spotify, all my playlists will be gone if I unlink
So
the accounts.
what is your beef with Facebook? Just the obvious?
Yeah, well,
It's fucking
not so much just the obvious, as much as it is. Like, I don't feel like I need it. It's like, it used to be fun, I guess, but lately I just feel like I'm not getting any pleasure out of it. I still like Instagram and Snapchats, and
So you ain't getting no pleasure and satisfaction out of Facebook?
I can't get no. I don't know, and I think also part of it is just the fact that it's like, however you look at it, social media in general is still in the infancy stage. You know what I mean? Most of these apps have
The
only been out
worst.
for a couple of years. And so it's like whatever had you start using it may not be why you're still using it today. And without re-examining those types of things, then you kind of get lost
No, it's
in.
still the same. It's still the same for me, you know.
Well, hell, you just got you a
Trying
smartphone last
to
week.
score some puffs. Just trying to reach out to a couple puffs, that's all.
That's all. Trying to get them in the wild. The I don't even know if that's what it is for. I know politics has something to do with it for me, but I think mostly what it is I'm like looking through my news feed, And I'm like, I don't even know who half these people are. I mean, and I don't even have like you. You've got like, you're maxed out on the friends. I only have like
Well, I
2,000.
was until I made that Keith Urban post.
Ha
Have not been able to recover from that one yet, but I'm still up there.
People be like, oh, you know Jay Snyder? I did. What happened? Well, did you see that post he made about the gorilla? Unfollow.
Yeah. You see what that post he made about the gorilla and poor Harambe?
He had them both in the same picture.
He had Harambe in his natural habitat. Then he fucking dressed him up like fucking Mr. Potato Head, and
That's what he done.
that's what he did. I said it was my 2 likes.
Well, buddy, let me tell you about my weekend, and you tell me about your weekend, and we'll go from there. I'm gonna give you the Reap cap, you know, because I was with John Reap in Des Moines, Iowa's.
Yeah, have we not did one since this?
Nope. Nope. We just talked on the phone one good time. And I went to Bacon Fest.
You went to the pork fest?
It wasn't pork fest, it was bacon. It was the most it was like Lollapalooza for bacon.
Oh, fuck, that's 10 times better than Lollapalooza.
That's what I was thinking. The problem was, we went with, well, this wasn't the problem. We went with this radio DJ, and it was at the convention center, at the Des Moines Convention Center, which is huge. And I mean, it's all baconed out. People wearing bacon costumes, people dressed like cowboys. I mean, just like, it was almost like the freaks come out for bacon kind of a thing. People wearing like costumes that had nothing to do with bacon. There was a rave in the middle of Bacon Fest at 2:30 in the afternoon.
It looked like all the extras from Thriller, but they came there from bait for bacon. Is
For
that what
bacon.
you're saying?
They had the funk of 40,000 years for bacon. And it was cool. Reap was, we got, because it was like on a Saturday and we had like sold out shows on Friday, we got stopped a lot. Like, I wasn't even with Reap and I was getting stopped. Like, oh, can we get your picture? We were at the show last night. Oh, yeah. You know, feeling like a celebrity. And probably because I was,
They probably thought you played for the Indiana Pacers or something,
they thought
didn't
I was Reggie Miller. And then they also thought, you know, I stuck out like a sore thumb because there weren't a whole lot of non-whites.
No?
No, it was pretty much a Caucasian occasion.
Damn. Do you say there were no non-whites?
There might have been, I mean, let's be honest. We know black people like bacon, but it was.
No, let's be honest. We know black people like ribs.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't no rib fest. It weren't no rib fest. And here's the other thing about it. It was Des Moines. Okay, I think black people don't like Iowa, is what it really is. Well, yeah, you
I can
can't speak to
understand
that. I
that.
get it. But check this out. I think I got food poisoning at Bacon Fest. Maybe not even food poisoning. It might have just been too much bacon. But before the show on Saturday, I was in rough shape. I mean, like rough shape. Like, we rode to the gig from the hotel. I felt fine. But like 10, 15 minutes before the show was about to start, I was like sweating. I'm sitting in the corner. I'm like unbuttoning my shirt, you know, trying to fan myself a little bit. They're getting me some water. I got the trash can in my lap, you know, I'm hugging it like I'm about to just let it go. People are nervous 'cause like I don't want to be in here if he starts puking. I was like, "Oh, don't. I'll give you warning if it's coming." And John was like, "Ah, just need to get him up on the stage." Laughter the best medicine. And the MC went up and I went out to see the MC's like last minute and a half just so I could get some showroom air just so it wasn't like a shock to the system. But as soon as he introduced me, I went up and fucking as soon as I started talking, instantly felt better and took me till about halfway through Reap set before I finally felt like a human being again. But it was amazing how like you can pull all that nastiness together for the stage performance.
That's the adrenaline, right?
I guess so, man, because it lasted until about 5 minutes after I got off stage, and I was like, oh shit, here it comes again. And then I drank a little bit more. I think actually what I did was I started drinking alcohol. And that's what had me actually, like, I don't know if it was something in my stomach that it killed, but, or if I was going through withdrawal, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't have been going through withdrawal. I mean, I had been drinking that day while I was eating the bacon.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's, yeah, it was, see, that's the thing with me. I think that's why I haven't been sick for a minute, because I just, you know, some people take vitamin C every day to keep from getting sick. I do that, but with alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different theory. It's a different muscle. Some people can't flex it, but some people can. A lot of people don't know this about me. I usually don't drink. Sometimes I do. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, I heard you was imbibing in some watermelon-flavored vodka earlier today.
Yeah, I just went and refilled it. It ain't bad.
I don't know how anything watermelon-flavored could be bad.
I'll tell you, we got this and we missed it last night, and I was not doing it last night, so I was just having an early night. But watermelon's wonderful. I love it. Yeah, that's another one of the things, like, you know, black people like watermelon, black people like chicken. Yes, because they're fucking glorious. That's,
yeah.
It's like, but if, you know, Mark Gregory used to do a joke talking about, like, he went to this nice little fucking luncheon or whatever, and they fucking, it's like, what do you want? Would you like the chicken, or would you like the beef Wellington? He's like, I wanted that motherfucking chicken.
Yeah.
He's like, there's too many white people. I'm not, you know, so I wasn't going to do it. And, that would be a real fucking bummer, because watermelon is quite refreshing, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you this. I never go get a watermelon. I'm not ever at the store, and I'm like, oh, get a watermelon. That's never like a thought that crosses my mind. But if I'm at a barbecue or a picnic and there's sliced watermelon, you will be hard pressed to get me.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm
not,
kicking it.
Not to steal it.
Exactly. Not to shoot the place up. I mean, I go ape shit. Literally Harambe.
Well,
for this.
The main reason is because, you know, like, yeah, if they got one of them watermelons that's cut in half, you know, where it's easy to balance on your head, you know, that's one thing. But it's fucking have to actually balance and fucking, you know.
Well, what I like to do is I like to eat the watermelon, and I get that big horseshoe rind, and then I just put that between my cheek and gum, you know, like a big plate in my lip.
Yeah, so, you know, some of these Americanized African folk, what they do is, like, they won't even cut the watermelon in half. They'll just slice it straight through, and then they'll eat it until you got a full ring, and then they just put that over the head. Like, one of them fucking neck bracelets they wear, you know?
They're all over my neighborhood. I seen them out earlier today. Watermelon seeds everywhere.
The personal record that I've seen, 6 watermelons on one neck.
You know what's funny about watermelon is that you can get full from eating it.
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I'm having a tough time getting full from drinking it.
Well, this is a problem that's plagued mankind since the beginning of time.
Wait, what is that? So black people get this. Black people love fried chicken. Black people love watermelon. Black people love Hennessy. Black people love fat, blonde-haired white bitches. But what about white people? Like, what is it the white people like?
Yeah, that's kind of like
Matlock.
That's
kinda... white people like it. Love Matlock. But I mean, there's gotta be
Andy Griffith, Matlock.
Yeah. Also, anything else? Andy Griffith is in.
I'm actually,
I don't know. What are some of the white stereotypes?
So,
other than all white people are racist.
Yeah. Trump. White people love Trump.
Yeah, some of them do.
I'll say this. I don't know that it's like, I call it white shit. Like, I'm like, that is some real white shit right there. And the one thing that I've
Oh.
realized is some real white shit is skiing. It's not,
Skin.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
not that it's like only white people, but it's like a kind of white people.
Yeah.
And it's truly like one of those things where it's like, eh, nobody has to go skiing. You know what I mean? It's like, unless you live near a ski resort, you probably never even see somebody skiing in person. So it's very exclusive in that regard. But white people do this at the ski resort. This is how I know it's so white. There's like, at any given moment, at every ski resort that's open, there is probably $500,000 to $5 million worth of ski equipment just left out in the open, unlocked, just leaning up against a fence or a gate or something like that. I mean, like,
Right.
I can't relax when I don't have my snowboard. If I have to go to the bathroom, like, I'm running to the bathroom. Like, and my snowboard's not even like, I mean, it's expensive to me, but to like a professional snowboarder, he'd be like, oh, that's a pretty nice setup. In a way, it's like an open. I don't even know if it's like a professional MC. I have an MC snowboard. It's not like a feature act snowboard. It's about an MC level snowboard.
See, I wouldn't even leave it there. I would wear the fucking thing, and then I would just put a couple beer bottles down, and then I would fucking put my snowboard on that,
Roll it
lock my
too.
ankles back in, and then I would ollie my way out,
There you go.
into the
Hana.
bathroom.
It's truly some white shit, man. And then the other thing that I think is white shit is 5K races and marathons and stuff like that, like in small towns. Now, if you go to the city, you're gonna see professional runners who are black, but there's just not a lot
Yeah.
of amateur African American runners in my experience. Now, I'm
Yeah.
sure in Atlanta there's a lot, but in
Oh, hell yeah. They all look like Keith Bender. Just the fucking, this guy in the race, he's wearing fucking jeans. He's wearing fucking Junko jeans and fucking, or
My
Dunko,
God.
what they call it. Ballroom. The ballroom jeans from.
Yeah, they're stretch, a
That new
breakaway.
brand Lee is really pressing.
They're jeggings.
I tell you. I'm a fucking wearing fucking jeans with one leg rolled up. What the fuck is
This ain't
going
no
on with
shrimping
us?
boat. They had when I played in this soccer tournament.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Real quick. River dancing, also a white thing. I don't.
Yes.
I don't. All right, I'm done. What were you saying?
NASCAR.
NASCAR pretty exclusively white, yes.
But that's
Yeah,
not
they
really
took
like
out.
chicken. That's not the same as chicken or a Hennessy.
Yeah, everything you're saying is like fucking
An
like
activity.
sport activity, yeah.
So, okay, so
Uh,
here's some white shit.
squirrel,
Sauerkraut.
huh? Some kraut?
Some kraut.
Yeah, I tell you, this German's really fucked it up from really going global. They almost had it.
They fucked up the mustache and the goddamn sauerkraut.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Charlie Chaplin worked his motherfucking ass off and
All to be shit
fucking,
away.
what it took fucking 3 years for Hitler to fuck up, that's
He
glorious. Chaplin's one to really put the work in there.
is, and you know, it was done. Hitler retired it so hard, Michael Jordan couldn't even bring it back.
Dude, name one, I mean, I guess there's probably a few, but name one other than Steve Harvey, a black guy with just a mustache, And speaking of Harvey, that's a great fucking mustache. You
Man.
can't tell it because his mustache is there, but there's about 9 inches between the bottom of his nose and the top of his upper lip.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is an otter tail size fucking mustache that son of a bitch has there.
It's
He's fucking.
basically, it's like, I heard Donald Trump only met with him because he was trying to lease the land between his nose and his upper lip.
Actually, he was trying to run a pipeline through it.
But then the Indians got all upset. You know, they weren't trying to head out
yeah.
again.
Yeah, they're throwing a fit about it. Oh, you know, them fucking Indians are. Yeah, that's, boy, Mr. Trump, he's really doing it, huh?
Yeah, he's really, well, the thing that I don't understand, there's so many things I don't understand, but the thing I'm really not understanding about this current iteration of politics that we're dealing with is the constant calls for, like, I don't know. I guess what I'm hearing is, like, people saying, well, liberals say this and conservatives say this, and it's just people pointing the finger at the most extreme version of each side as if that's what the normal liberal or the normal conservative thinks. It's almost like saying all conservatives that voted for Trump are Nazis now because Trump's a Nazi. And it was like, no, that's not. Only,
yeah. Well,
only
mean,
freaks
I'm
are saying
one
that.
One of those people saying that.
Well, you know, and you're going to have that. But, oh, Snapdragon.
I mean, come on, Trump, get your shit together. It's like a fucking somebody going up for fucking doing improv, but has never done improv before.
Right.
But they still think that they don't have to fucking rehearse and practice to do improv. The
right.
Third and fourth and fifth night. Like, come, dude, you can't even bullshit your way out of. Oh man, that's whatever. With that being said.
Yeah. That's the most political talk we've ever had on this show.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I hate this son of a bitch. I mean, I hate pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, I hate him. I think fucking Hillary might have been worse.
Well, I think that we would have seen the same kind of flare-ups. Maybe not the same characteristics of the flare-ups, but we would have seen people pissed off and demonstrating. And for different reasons, but, you know, she wasn't like the come to Jesus candidate, you know what I mean? She was equally as divisive as Donald Trump. In fact, some might say she's got a longer history of being divisive than he does.
Yeah. You know what we should do for the cover of this podcast? Should get a picture of Hillary and put the Hitler mustache on her. But here's my thing, Bernie Sanders got fucked.
Oh yeah.
Like they took it from him and fucking handed it to Hillary, and so I like, whatever, bitch, you want to fucking pout that you got more votes or whatever? Look, yeah, yep, fucking, it's called karma, bitch.
She looks like her whole attitude is one of like, this is what I could see her saying behind closed doors, but we paid to win. Like.
Yeah.
Like mad that the cheat sheet that she used wasn't good enough to get the A+.
Yeah, you remember the time that I took my first Greyhound trip and I fucking had to ride on the floorboard.
Yeah.
From Columbus to Cleveland.
Yep.
And I was like, but I paid for my ticket. They're like, look, just be lucky that you're on the bus. You're
right. Like, exactly.
That's pretty much what she's like. Yeah. Thing is that she ain't used to sitting on the floor.
Yeah, right. That's exactly
as,
right.
As to me, where I was like, 2 hours on the floor? Shit. Come on.
Yeah.
I get some sleep.
This ain't even the worst floor I ever sat on.
Oh. Well, I've stepped over fucking worse floors than this just trying to fucking find a place to whack off.
Stepped over worse floors.
Yeah, when you're fucking trying to cross floors like Frogger.
Yeah, you know you got it bad.
Yeah.
So we went to this dueling piano bar. Have you ever heard of these things?
I have heard of them. I've never been, but I love a piano, so I would love that shit.
I love and piano so, too.
The gist is, you go up and you give a dollar or something like that to, and you request a song, right? But then other people can give $5 and overwrite your song. Was that how this one was?
That sounds like what it would be like if it was busy. This was not very busy. It was like maybe 30 people in the whole bar, but the place could have held 300.
Damn.
And so you could tip $5, I think, was the minimum or something. I don't even
Right.
know. Maybe it was like four. I don't know. I think you could give whatever you wanted. But like, I probably spent $30. I think I spent $10 and then a 20 or something like that. It was money. It wasn't money well spent. Let's put it that way.
Just requesting songs, or was that with drinks? And
No,
because I can tip
no.
away
That's
pretty
just requesting
high dollar
songs.
drinks.
That's just requesting songs. But really, you got to
What was your
request like
pay
the
list?
artist, and they'll tell you no, they're not going to do that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? After you give them the Lincoln?
Man, it was pretty. This is what I got out of it. This is all I can ascertain from the situation, is that none of them were particularly talented singers. In fact, I would go as far as to say as none of them. There was about three of them there, I think, that while I was there. None of them were talented singers. None of them were what I would even consider to be particularly talented piano players. However, when you
Probably
take,
all great welders, though.
yeah, probably the best longshoreman you've ever worked with. The thing is that the singing, the playing the piano at the same time, and doing some of it by ear, and some of it by rough memory, and some of it by actively looking up the song on the internet while you're still playing a song. Like, there's so many different things that they have to do at the same time that suddenly it becomes pretty impressive. You kind of overlook the sloppiness of it all. But it's not the type of thing that I could blow a bunch of money on. And those guys, they're spending big money.
Well, and this is in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Where from the club? Was it in that like that little
Yeah, it's walking distance.
area
It's
there?
like catty corner to where the club is. You can see it. I think it's like the Blue Note or something like that. I don't know. But they know
Yeah,
it. I mean, like,
it's across the street. It's like
yeah,
walking the
no,
parking
it's
lot
you
there.
don't gotta cross any streets. Well, just that parking lot street, there's that little roundabout as you're pulling into the
Yeah.
club. It's just
Right.
over in that, like, instead of making the turn into the club, you'd make the turn, you'd go around the roundabout and make a left, and it's just down that parking
This
lot.
isn't the country western place, right?
No.
That's like right out the front door to the left.
Correct.
This is the place you're talking about is out the front door to the right. Is that correct? It's got like a balcony and shit like that.
No. It does inside, but not outside. There's a place outside, Wellman's, that's like the club. It's jumping. You can hear it from damn near the green
Yeah,
room.
I think that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's off the chains. That one's on the
Yeah,
Fleek
that's
Fleek.
not my kind of fucking thing.
No, it's not. And the
It is.
piano bar was pretty nice because it wasn't very packed. And that's not like being in a crowded room after a comedy show is not what I'm
Oh, you
into.
know that's my motherfucking jam.
So what the hell you do?
As long as they can bust some Waylon off for that ass,
As long as they ain't got no
thanks for
rap
that
music on the
action.
jukebox.
Yeah. Yep. What was that place down in Georgetown? Is that what you're talking? Is that what
Yep.
you're referencing?
Yep, Georgetown.
No, that pops up in my time hop or whatever every year, and it's like no explicit lyrics.
No
If you
rap
play
music.
it, they will be skipped or something. Does it say no rap? I
It's
think it
a.
did say no rap and explicit lyrics.
Yeah.
They will be skipped or something like that. It's like, oh, no, I get it. So when you put your money in, play Vaughn Moore or fucking whatever that fucking weirdo's name is. What's that guy's name? Vaughn Ice and Vaughn
Bon Iver.
Vaughn Moore.
Von Maur, him got a store at the mall.
Yeah, him got one mostly for heavy set bitches and shit like that. But him also got good ear. So
Craziness.
hell of a video together.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Loving videos. That's my shit.
Yeah. And so, hey, have you seen our good friend, one of our good best friends, Wendy Ferguson, nearly dead?
What?
Well, I mean that's a rumor I'm starting, but I'll fuck okay. like it, you know.
Right.
No, she's been on this tour for 2 or 3 weeks with this midget wrestling.
Yeah.
So she goes up and she does 15 minutes or so of comedy, in the ring, before it starts, and then anyway, so she's been doing it sort of like when I sort of like paying attention, I think they were in like Memphis. And then they went to fucking like Arkansas, Louisiana, then fucking, they've been in Texas for a week and a half, just a different city every day, all over Texas. And then she's been in the hospital for fucking 3 or 4 days or some shit like that. And, but like, this little hussy just is doing it, buddy.
Good God.
She's on like a month long tour of like the whole fucking Southwest and fucking doing it. Midget wrestling. And then I saw Dave Landau post a video. He went to some extreme midget wrestling.
Wow.
Like the guy was like jumping off of a ladder. Damn thing. The thing was damn near, fucking, I would say, 4 feet off the ground. Like, to put that in perspective, that'd be like me and you jumping off the Space Needle. But.
Oh my God!
Yeah, but trying to land into a Dixie cup of water. You know?
Right, that's the hard part. Well, I'm sorry to hear that about Wendy. I did not know that.
Hey, let's be honest. There are plenty of smidges. We need to. They got bad attitudes anyway.
Well.
They got bad attitudes and voluptuous asses.
You're so going to hell. I God, man, I'm almost speechless over that. One, that she's doing like, that's a hell of a tour to be on the road like that every day. And I'm wondering, my number one thought is like, who's, you know, she's got a handler or, you know, somebody that picks her up and handles her every time I've ever been around her. So I'm wondering who that is on the tour.
Oh, yeah. You remember the old My Buddy commercials? My Buddy. My buddy,
yeah,
wherever
yeah.
I go.
Yeah, Chucky. Yeah,
kind of like that, but she has shitty hair.
Well, I guess you're really praying she dies and doesn't listen to this one.
But she ain't listening to this.
Oh, yeah, she ain't listening to this. Her big time. Her bona fide.
Hang on, I just started up my Huey helicopter.
Fuck me, man. Oh, so we got a drinking game, guys. We got a drinking game. Apparently, every time we drop the F-bomb on the podcast, you're supposed to take a drink. This is only for people who are at work, okay? This isn't for something you do at home. Nobody wants to be that drunk at home.
This is the real thing, yes. Thank you, Nikki, for that recommendation. That was a good call. Because I've had a lot of people say, man, you say fuck a lot. And I know, Vince Morse has been telling me that for years. He's like, dude, you say fuck all the time. He's like, it's weird because you don't say it like that on stage, but, man, off stage.
It is funny how like, some people have an accent when they talk, but then they sing and they don't have an accent, or they, like, I know this one guy, this one comedian who shall remain nameless, in his conversation, he'll say things like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like at the end of every sentence, even when it's not where it should be, it's just constant, but he never does it on stage.
That shit bothers me.
It does me too, because I don't need to be constantly prompted. What you're basically telling me is your conversation is so boring that you need to keep me in it at the end of every sentence.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like Doug's old joke is, it's a, you know, he's like, some of these guys are saying so much, they just say it so quick, it's like, yo, man. Which is a 9 foot tall Asian guy who used to play basketball.
Yeah, I know, so, Yao Ming.
Yeah, Yao Ming.
One of the first jokes I ever started doing when I was like, before I was doing comedy, but was like talking about like a story kind of a joke, was this guy I used to work with named Curtis Sibley. In Mississippi, and he would say, no, I'm talking about, he would say it so much that, like, But he would like any story. He'd be like, I woke up this morning, know what I'm talking about? And then I went to brush my teeth, know what I'm talking about? I mean, it was like that quick.
Yeah.
And then it would be.
Yeah.
If he got to the meat of the story and you did not acknowledge that you, in fact, knew what he was talking about, he would wait. So it'd be like, he was like, so I got this broad, right? Know what I'm talking about? Got on the back of the truck, right? I got my truck bed down, know what I'm talking about? And I don't say anything. And he's like, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm like, yes, I know what you're talking about. Keep going. Jesus Christ.
It is weird because my dick was getting hard from the head down. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yeah. Oh, you mean rigor mortis is that, man? The thing, you know what I'm saying? What bothers me the most? Yeah, I know what you're saying. I could care less about what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Like, yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
I just don't care. I'm fluent
enough to where I can follow this bullshit. You know, I mean, kind of in that same vein, there's a comedian. I'm actually doing a show with Saturday's name's Adam, and he has like a. I mean, it's no secret that, and I think he's a listener, but he's. Got a huge stuttering problem, but
you got a huge problem with his stuttering is what it sounds like. Not like him got a huge problem.
Like he likes to sing about stutters and midgets. Anyway, he's a stuttering midget. He's on the circle with Wendy. if he talks in a British accent, he doesn't stutter.
I've heard of that being a phenomenon.
So every now and then I'll see it that he'll post videos or whatever, like promoting his shows and stuff, and he'll talk in a British accent, pulls it off, no problem, dude. But I'm telling you this, dude, that is one funny son of a bitch, dude. I saw him in Chillicothe probably 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn, dude. He crushed it so much. And, you know, it's always good to have a hook, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's almost like cheating or whatever. I got my dyslexia, but that never got me anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I didn't even a good one. No, actually, that's one of those white people.
Yeah, it's a total white person disability. It's like, I'm not wearing it on my face so people don't believe it's real.
I mean, black people have it too, but they call it illiterate.
God, they call them yard help.
Dude, you haven't been on Facebook. When's the last time you were on Facebook? Dude, did you not see the most glorious thing I ever posted in my life?
The pictures from Jackson?
Yeah. Dude, my brother Jared was, he pulled into a gas station and took a picture of the people with the lawnmower on the back of their fucking car.
That was glorious.
That was so fucking glorious. And for the most part, all of my comments on my thread was, how the hell did they get the lawnmower on there? Completely valid question.
That's a valid question, but also, not really the real question, right? It was a riding lawnmower. I mean, like, how far did they have to go with it?
Well, they bored the motor out 60 over, so it ain't really street legal.
What do you think's powering the car, motherfucker? Got it all switched up like Doc.
Everybody was looking at it like, how'd they get that fucking mower on top of that car? I was like, no, I think they got the car under the mower.
That's what it is. Just drove it in.
But so I'm going through that. This motherfucker's had like 400 shares.
Oh, my God.
That picture, like fucking... You know, and he gets on Facebook like fucking 3 times a week or some shit, like 4 or 5 times a month. Not very much. I was like, God damn. Anyway, so I'm just going through and I'm reading all the comments. And the fucking people were posting other pictures, like, here's my favorite that I got in Jackson. Here's my favorite. And they're like, all this.
Maybe we need to change our totally unrelated to Jackson County Affairs.
Oh, fucking Jackson County Trading Post.
There you go. Good Lord. Penny Trading Post.
But so, So there's one of an Amish guy or whatever. And,
with a 12-pack of beer?
With a 12-pack of beer, and I didn't, and that's it, pretty much all I noticed from it, whatever. Then Brian Million comments on it. He's like, because there's a car giving a fucking a lawnmower piggyback ride. There's a goddamn Subaru with a goat in the back chilling. And an Amish guy with a 12-pack of beer and a paper plate in his hand. I think about it, sure as hell, that motherfucker had a paper plate in his hand. And he goes, and one of the first comments was, what's your point? Oh, dude, I fucking read that last night. Oh, my God, dude, I never laughed so hard in my life. What's your point?
Yeah.
And actually, some lady goes,
I mean, it's Jackson. I'm surprised those people didn't get tagged in the photos.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, it's, I like that the Amish guy was just smiling like, yeah, I know it.
Yeah, got me.
But, yeah, some lady goes, and I mean, I don't know how she meant it, but I took it as her being a C word.
Yeah.
And her comment was, yeah, it's called making do with what you got. And so my comment was, yes, but it's still mighty fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
I get that. You're like, at this point, I was like, oh, you want to go?
You want to go? You want to go? Night, night, bitch.
You want to go? Because I will fucking ride my German Shepherd all the way across the county, and I will fucking find you. Got a harness on it, a saddle.
Hey. make do with what you got.
Trying to make do with what I got. And fucking, so if you see somebody coming down fucking Main Street on a fucking German Shepherd, on a fucking canine with a pair of brass knuckles on, you know where the fuck I'm headed.
You know where the fuck I come from.
So I got brass and nuts in one hand and second, and flipping a butterfly knife around in the other hand, just holding on like a motherfucker with my leg. Just
hey, listen, they'll be jealous. They'll be jealous.
Don't be hating.
Don't be hating on me. Hey, brother, I got to get going. It was good casting with you, and we'll do it again. Where are you at this weekend?
Dude, I'm local all weekend. Chill coffee and then Washington Courthouse.
I'm heading to Muncie, Indiana tomorrow, and then I'll be back. I'm off the rest of the weekend and all of next week. What do you got that week?
Next week I'm going to South Florida Tuesday, and then I'll be back Friday, and then I'm booked at Wiley's Friday, Saturday with Todd Yon,
holler at a balls player.
Come in and let's cast from Wiley's.
Let's do that. That sounds like a winner, and I'll get with you early next week.
Good stuff. Edit the shit out of this. Take out all my racist stuff. Actually, leave it.
Actually, I'm only gonna. It's all it's gonna be. I'm gonna edit it together to make it sound even twice as worse.
Perfect.
Oh. That's what the hell I do with the computers. All right, brother. Good talking to you. I'll talk to you soon.
You too, buddy. Later.
Elvis. Was he the big Elvis?
No.
out yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Did he have the one suit, the jumpsuit?
Yeah.
Do you remember the last song he sang?
Well, in 74, I don't recall, but the last one he sang, I think, was it, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight?
My second wife,
uh-huh,
in 69, she was going with Steve, yeah, Rollins here in Des Moines.
She what?
She was going with Steve Rollins, you know, the Rollins Mansion.
I'm not from here.
Oh, well, anyway, it's an old-time Des Moines rich family.
Gotcha.
And
Tony Rollins?
Huh?
Tony Rollins?
No, Steve.
Steve, gotcha.
She, they were going together. And he flew the two of them out to the International Hotel when Elvis opened in 69.
Wow.
I said, man, I would love to see that.
That's a good year.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a hell of a... That's the year I got out of the Navy.
Wow,
69.
Man. You said you saw Fats Domino and Little Richard?
And Little Richard and, wow, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh.
Who else?
Oh, here in Iowa?
Well, no. I saw... I've seen Chuck Berry twice.
Damn.
In 04, I saw him in St. Louis. That's where he lived, in St. Louis. And in 86, I saw Fats Domino at Gillies in Pasadena, Texas.
Yep.
Then in 04, I saw Bo Diddley in Reno.
Wow.
And then in 06, in Vegas, I saw Little Richard, Jerry Lee, and Chuck Berry. Saw David Allen Coe in Vegas.
Yeah.
Saw Connie Francis in Vegas.
Who's your favorite out of all that? We know Elvis is number one, but like number two, would that be like Jerry Lee Lewis, Fats Domino?
I mean, they're all up there at the top.
Yeah.
Five. I mean, you know. And I saw Merle Haggard in Vegas.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And that was cool when he came out on, you know, of course he had his hat on and his beard shades.
Yeah.
But he came out on the stage and he took the hat off and the glasses so you could see it was really him.
Oh.
There would have been no doubt when he opened his mouth.
Yeah. He's a jokester, that guy.
Yeah. But, it was. You know who Connie Francis was, don't you?
Of course.
Okay, you know what happened to her in the early 70s?
You know what? I don't really remember.
Well, she was playing some place. After the show, she went back to the motel. Some guy broke in and raped her, and she hasn't been right since.
Oh, wow.
In the head.
Oh, yeah, and
it was just a damn shame. Because in the 50s, she was every teenage boy's fantasy.
Uh-huh.
You know? But, and when she came out to appear there in Vegas, she had six big bodyguards around her. I mean, it's still to this day.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
It's been over 40 years. And you know who the love of her life was?
Who's that? Domino.
No, Bobby Darin.
Bobby Darin.
But her dad was dead set against it. He wouldn't allow it. You know, of course, back in those days, an Italian girl, daddy ruled their life.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah,
what was her name?
Connie Francis. I don't know her stage name is Connie Francis.
Connie Francis. look up Connie Francis. What's her big hit?
Oh, shit.
I don't know if I'm going to know that one.
Your collar. I mean, she just had a string of hits.
Okay. Connie Francis. The name sounds familiar. She's pretty.
Hello.
Oh, man. Are you from Iowa?
Yep, born and raised.
Okay.
And then down in New Orleans, I saw Four Tops, Temptations, John Kay, you know, the lead singer of Steppenwolf.
Oh, man. You see a lot of musical acts, huh?
There's two that I didn't see that I wish I had them, and that was Johnny Cash and Buck Owens.
Oh, yeah, Buck Owens, huh? You like him?
Yeah.
I like me some Buck Owens too. Everybody loves Johnny Cash, but yeah, not everybody knows Buck Owens.
And I was not really sold on Carl Perkins.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, he was all right. But of the, you know, the Million Dollar Quartet was Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Elvis, and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yep.
Carl Perkins is the one that I liked the least out of the four.
Yeah.
I
do like his franchise of restaurants that he went on to make.
See, I think this is
Blue. Yeah, this is our exit.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's different. I mean, you're right. His music.
Yeah, I think it was.
That's going to be his legacy, not the restaurants.
Yeah. I think it was, you know, for an older, you know, a little older crowd.
That's true. That song is stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Do you miss me tonight?
But you know what my favorite Elvis song is?
Huh?
What's that?
Suspicious Minds.
Oh, we can't go on together with Suspicious Minds.
Yeah.
We can't go on together.
That one?
With Suspicious Minds. Yeah. And we can build our
dreams. In the ghetto, that was a good one.
In the ghetto, and a mama cried.
God, I just got fishing jail.
I sound like him, huh?
I know.
My poor little baby child is born, and another little baby born at the boat in the ghetto.
That's something sure got his bright lights on back.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he wants to see this car, huh?
Let's see who's in here.
I could hit him with my flashlight.
Wow, he's so happy.
Oh, please. Please beat us by 5 seconds to the airport.
And David Allen Coe, he's a rough looking dude.
Yeah.
But man, he, you know, that song Mona Lisa Locks Her Smile?
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, yeah, that's
how's
great.
That go?
Well, don't ask me to sing.
Oh, come on, you can do it.
She knows.
I've been singing Elvis.
Yeah, but you're more talented.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but I appreciate it. My mama thinks I'm talented.
Well, now, who is this? Know somebody at the Funny Bone? Or?
Yeah.
You know who one of my favorite comics were? And I was crushed.
Who?
Mitch Hedberg. I was crushed.
I love Mitch Hedberg.
I said, oh, man.
I love Mr. Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, I saw him in Frisco back in the early 2000s.
Wow. Yeah, that guy's great.
Yeah.
I worked with him.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah. I saw him on Letterman, I don't know how many times.
That poor guy was on so many drugs.
Yeah.
He really was. Almost lost his leg to gangrene because he was shooting up.
Yeah, it's sad when people let shit get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Like that.
I think one of my favorite jokes of his was, he said something like, some things don't have the right names. Like, for example, a shredder should be called a sponge destroyer when you try to wash it.
Yeah, he was a different kind of comic. I mean,
yeah.
But he was real. I really liked this.
Oh, what's the one with the vest?
I forget, man.
Do you know the one about the vest?
He's wearing a vest.
I don't think so.
Me either.
I almost want to look it up. That's funny.
I like when he says, somebody asked me if I wanted a frozen banana now, and I said no, but I would like a regular banana later, so yes.
And that one where, you know, turkey bologna, turkey bacon, he said, man, be yourself. I don't know how many different shows he did, but I'd sure like to see every one of them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man, I'm tired. I feel like I was just getting into my stride for sleep when my alarm went off.
Yeah, this one was hard getting up right here. This chick right here.
Yeah. But I did it, didn't I?
I was worried about y'all.
You remember that one he did about the Dufresnes?
Yes.
What did he say?
I remember it, but I don't remember how it goes.
Yeah, he was talking about the refrain, and they called their name, and then the guy went on, and he said, what happened to the refrain?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was really, really shy.
Yeah.
And he really had stage fright. And a lot of times he'd wear sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
So that he wouldn't have to see the crowd.
And he had hair hanging in his eyes all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, he didn't like showing his, he just sort of like hide behind his
yeah.
hair and his sunglasses.
And you could tell he was stoned. I mean,
well, at least he was stoned, at
yeah.
least.
I mean, if he wasn't, he was putting on an act.
Yeah, no, he was stoned.
Right? Yeah. Give me 30
okay.
doing cash or card?
Cash.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Help you. Whatever yeah. you, I figured you'd like cash better.
Oh, yeah.
Cash is king like Elvis.
Yes, it is. Cash is king.
I didn't find the best joke, but I saw the one that said my fake plants died because I didn't pretend to water them. I wish my little iPod would work. I have all sorts of him on there.
I worked. I mean, I actually opened for him a long time.
Well, so let's see if we can find a. Yeah, maybe they're gonna move. Go ahead. Yeah.
Come on, lady.
Move that nitro out of there. I don't know what brand that is.
That's a Dodge.
It's a Dodge oh. Nitro.
Okay. Well, you know it's a piece of shit, then. Here we go. Get behind this Jorts guy.
Yeah, him a man.
All right.
Oh, they're beautiful. Yep.
Serious, he does.
I got you. Yeah. Everybody pile out.
All right, here we go. Ugh.
Thank you for the ride,
sir.
Thank you. Y'all have it.
Okay, so... We were just taking the cab ride to the airport from the hotel, and our cab driver was, he didn't look a day over 106. He was wearing a Trump Make America Great Again hat, so that was the first thing he started talking about. And then we slowly drifted into those other topics as he slowly drifted in and out of every lane on a four-lane highway. It was almost like, I mean, there wasn't any cars out there. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning, but he still... It was like the car had bad alignment, but he had adjusted to it. It was the scariest shit you ever want to experience on a dark highway, especially because he's talking the whole time. He went from Trump to Elvis to Fats Domino and Little Richard, and then into his favorite comic is Mitch Hedberg. I mean, this guy took us for some loops.
Thank you. You look mistaken, like someone else's dream. Says it's alright, we'll be dancing tonight. There's an angel in your pocket. She seems kinda lost, like a southern bound wind. She whispers it's okay, we'll dance the night away. But when I see the rain coming, it sings the sweetest song. And I know there's no reason to cry tonight. But I feel so lonely inside, I don't know what to do. But I'll be when the sun comes shining. There's a whisper.